Welcome to the Everything Lydia Radio Show, where you're challenged to check your ordinary at the door and live a more remarkable life. Your host, Lydia Shefanowski, does it all. She's a lawyer, a black belt, philanthropist, and a beauty queen who is working for you. And you can hear just about everything and anything on the Everything Lydia Radio Show, from politics to pocketbooks, every Wednesday night at 6:30, only on WGBB 1240 AM or online at www.am1240wgbb.com. Now, your host, Lydia.
And greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Everything Lydia Radio Show. I am your host, Lydia Shefanowski, and tonight we're going to be discussing breast cancer and what the Carol M. Baldwin Research Fund is and has been doing to find a cure for this disease, which affects 1 in 8 women in the United States. And joining me tonight to discuss this topic is someone who is presently a board member of this research fund and has been involved with the charity since 1999, when she was, among other things, the chief operating officer. As such, she was responsible for event planning, recruitment, training, and supervision of volunteers. She has also raised over $1 million herself for research grants by overseeing all marketing for the events and donations from corporate sponsors and local organizations. Most recently, she chaired the second Pink Penguin event with her co-chairs, Bridget Ferrata Stetson and Carol Alston Bissett, just this past Saturday, July 28th, at the Long Island Aquarium and Exhibition Center in Riverhead. And in addition to dedicating so much of her time to the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Foundation and Fund, my guest also currently works for Mark & Associates PC and has been working in the legal profession for the past 27 years. My guest this evening is Jeanette Zaranis. Hi, Jeanette.
Hi, Lydia. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for taking the time. I know how busy you are, and really, this is such an important topic and such a wonderful organization. I'm just really glad you're here with me tonight.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Oh, so, okay, so let's jump right in. Tell me a little bit about this charity. I think everyone in the world has heard of the Baldwin family, but I don't know if they know as much about this particular charity. So tell us about the charity, when it was formed, and why.
Okay. Carol Baldwin is the mother of the famous actor sons Alec Baldwin, William Baldwin, Daniel Baldwin, and Stephen Baldwin. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Baldwin is a Syracuse native and a graduate of Syracuse University. Her family, they were all born and raised in Massapequa, Long Island, and after 29 years of marriage, her husband had died of lung cancer in 1990, and then Carol was diagnosed with breast cancer. So much of her adult life, Carol has been known as the mother of the world's main famous acting family. What is less known about Carol is a struggle with breast cancer, which nearly took her life. Mm-hmm. After she underwent a double mastectomy, Carol decided to help other women overcome the struggles with breast cancer.
Okay.
In 1996, she turned tragedy into courage. Carol, with all her family and friends, health professionals, they ended up forming the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. Mm-hmm. And this was their fight to ultimately win the battle against breast cancer. So the fund's primary purpose is to provide monies for researchers to seek the causes, prevention, and treatment of breast cancer.
Okay.
To date, Carol has raised over $4 million with promises of more to come.
Wow. So this organization first came to be, you said, in what year?
1996.
Okay. Now, how did you first get involved? I know I just mentioned that you started in about 1999. Mm-hmm. Now, what's a nice girl like you involved in the, you know, legal profession all of a sudden getting involved with the Baldwin boys and family?
Well, that's a little funny story. While I was working in the legal profession, I had opened up a private investigation business back in 1995, Meyerson & Associates, and I was doing security at that time, where I was licensed and bonded. And mm-hmm. one of my friends, who was a breast cancer survivor, who was working with Carol at the time, they had their annual big fundraiser out in the Marriott in Melville, and the entire family was going to be there, and they requested security. So mm-hmm. they wanted, you know, security at all entrances, but also security around the family.
Right.
And at that point, I was attended as a guest with my partner, and we were escorting, you know, at that time, Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger. And that's how we started getting involved. That's how our organization started. We donated our services for the evening. Mm-hmm. And then during other events that they had, we provided the security for the family anytime, you know, they would have, you know, an event on Long Island.
Oh, okay. So you basically were the lady with the gun, right?
Exactly.
You were packing.
Yes.
So you were following, I mean, a lot of this, like you said, it was started with security. You were following around Kim Basinger and Alec, and the next thing you know, right? So how did it turn out that you
One of our members, unfortunately, who was running the organization, her husband had passed, and at that time stepped down, and they had asked me to come on board as chief operating officer.
Oh, fabulous. Okay. All right. Now, I know that there's also a Carol M. Baldwin Breast Care Center mm-hmm. in Stony Brook.
Right.
Tell
in
us a little bit.
In 1996, there was a dedication for that where they, the Breast Care Center was named in Carol, which opened in late 1995, and it still operates today.
Okay.
They're located over at the hospital near Stony Brook Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And we just got some phenomenal news that the Carol M. Baldwin has just been granted a 3-year full accreditation to the National Accreditation Program for Breast Cancers, which is administered nationally by the American College of Surgeons.
Mm-hmm.
We first got this back in 2009, and now we just found out we've completed the 3-year, the 3-year acceptance that it was. So that's like a very high honor for this.
Wow. So what is the, if any, or if you even know the answer to this, is there an interrelationship between the Breast Cancer Center and the fund? In other
Absolutely. Like if anybody were to call and had any questions or needed treatment, or we always would refer them right over to the center.
Does the fund actually fund the center as well?
We do not.
They
we
don't.
Do not. Our monies all go to research. To the scientists.
Do you off the top of your head, and I apologize if I'm asking you questions, I know you and I kind of, you know, threw this whole thing together, but are you familiar with different organizations that have been funded through the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research
Fund? All their money primarily goes to Stony Brook Medicine, and the research, the scientists, you know, ask for a grant, and each year we give $250,000 to them. So five research grants are issued each year.
Well, see the key, I think, to this charity is they're focusing on the research on, and their tagline is "Together we will find a cure."
Correct.
And I think that is so important because, you know, I know there's organizations, and I'm not putting anyone down, but I think there's a lot of misconception there that there are organizations that raise money to raise awareness about breast cancer. There's different platforms, but this particular one is actually going right to the core, right to the research and looking to find the cure, right?
Yes.
Which is, I think, so very important. Tell us a little bit more about, I'm looking at my notes here, and it does say that the fund has awarded more than 72 research grants totaling over $4 million.
Over $4 million, yes.
And that you said, and again, please forgive me if I'm, but that's basically, or a majority of that did go to the Stony Brook, right?
All of it went to Stony Brook.
Oh, it did, okay. Oh, okay, gotcha. So really it's supporting new and established researchers, investigations, prevention, treatment, correct? Or is it really?
Exactly. It's the gains would help to educate the medical profession and increase public awareness for prevention, mm-hmm. early detection, and treatment of breast cancer. We give 5 awards are granted each year to the best research proposal,
mm-hmm.
and they're chosen from a very highly competitive field of scientists.
Right.
Each scientist would receive $25,000 per year for 2 years, mm-hmm. and receive an additional 5 per year from his or her department.
Right. All right. Fabulous. So let's talk a little bit again about the facility, if we could. How is it different, if at all, than any other, breast cancer care treatment location, especially on Long Island?
What's about the Breast Care Center is they provide multidisciplinary services so that the surgeon and the radiologist are both present on the site,
mm-hmm.
so that the clinical presentation is correlated with the radiological findings.
Wow.
So at that point, both disciplines review the mammography and the clinical findings together,
mm-hmm.
not just by a report, also by a patient undergoing a mammogram on the same day as the examination by the surgeon, and have their results of the findings prior to that person going home on that day.
Ah, so basically it's one-stop shopping.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Which is really important because, I mean, I hate to say this, I'm so guilty. I mean, every woman past a certain age is supposed to get their, I don't know, have they changed it? A mammogram, is it every year?
I think after 40, yes, they recommend
it. Well, well past that, but mm-hmm. I'm saying it's, I think, and you know, you get the mammogram and you kind of, you know, if you even go and there's, then you have to wait for the results and it's just, I don't know, and if there is an issue, then you have to go back and mm-hmm. This just sounds much more efficient, you know?
Right.
And just a couple of statistics. The American Cancer Society, they came out with statistics recently, and their most recent estimates for breast cancer in our country is that about 226,870 new cases of invasive breast cancer will be diagnosed this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every year, I should say. There are about 63,000 new cases of carcinoma in situ. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And they will be found. And if it's my understanding, what's the difference, by the way? Do you know? And I know you're on the board, and I'm on the board of organizations too. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you're not familiar with the medical part. But what's the difference between invasive and non-invasive?
I'm not really sure on that.
Yeah, I know one of them is. The earliest form and that's,
mm-hmm.
that's the key is early detection, because let's just say and my mother-in-law is a survivor, she, you know, through early detection mm-hmm. had two lumps removed from her breasts and she's fine and now she's okay, and it's my understanding that once you know, you take care of what you have to, then it could never come back, you'll be possibly fine for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's very important.
Yeah, and unfortunately there are about almost close to 40,000 deaths from breast cancer, and this is women only. Now, this does also affect men.
Yes,
and
it
does. And on a personal note, there was a gentleman who I knew from a gym, mm-hmm. and he was wonderful, wonderful man. And one day he was gone, and I'm like, "What the heck? Where'd he go?" So fast forward to about, I don't know, maybe 3 years later, all of a sudden I went back to this gym, and there he was. I said, "Oh my God, where have you been?" And he shared with me, a young man. He said that he had breast cancer,
mm-hmm.
and he had to have surgery, and that he was fine, but that's what happened.
And that's also Lydia, too, with my partner when we were at Meyerson Associates. That's why that was so special. He had breast cancer as a male in his late 20s.
Well, I have to tell you, it definitely affects every one of us. I think we all know someone who has been stricken with this unfortunate disease. But, you know, like we said, we're hoping that with the research and with early detection, that aside from the cure, I mean, that'll be phenomenal, but basically just being able to, like you said, it's not just about, yes, the cure, but it's also about the testing and perhaps diagnosing earlier and all the other prevention treatment things that we had discussed. So that's very important. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the organization and the events, the fabulous events that it has. Now, I personally attended the second annual Pink Penguin Bash, which was this past Saturday. And I have to applaud you. You worked so hard to put on this absolutely incredible event that was held at the aquarium in Riverhead, the Atlantis. And I mean, let's talk about that a little bit, and maybe you can just give everyone an idea of how wonderful this event is and what it includes.
It was an amazing event. It's our second annual. We did it at the Long Island Aquarium and Exhibition Center.
Mm-hmm.
Just the special effects between the lightings, the curtains,
yes.
the table.
Beautiful. Gorgeous.
The whole aquarium was transformed in a pink and white dreamland for the night.
Mm-hmm.
There were three foods under, we had, there were three themes under that, between the food, celebration, and the team spirit to fight a cure for breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember seeing the three penguins that we had in the
I did.
Front.
I took pictures with them.
Yes, and they were wearing their pink bow ties,
and they were
walking around with the guests, welcoming them to the event. So
they
that was amazing. We also had a Circus de Soleil. Their company was called Circutacular, which they were doing beautiful, beautiful showings from the ceiling. I kind of missed that because I was running around, but I heard it was amazing.
Well, it was from the ceiling, but then there were also other for lack of a better word, acrobats that were performing throughout the whole entire facility. And now I want everyone to know this is a large, large place, and every single room and every single area was utilized for purposes of, you know, the bar area, the dance floor, the tables.
I thought it was a unique atmosphere watching the fish, you know, and
yes.
The aquarium was beautiful. Unfortunately, the weather, it poured. It was supposed to be done outside, but the aquarium did a beautiful, beautiful job.
You know, you didn't even realize it. You really didn't realize it, and I love the fact that you had these beautiful kind of canopies with these almost like little lounging
beds. Like a little cabana type of style.
Yes,
yes.
Very South Beach-like, and we were hanging around there, and there was a fabulous DJ.
That was Gio. He was excellent. He's local from DJ Gio. From Long Island. He was in Wantagh. He was great.
He was wonderful, and I love the casino night that you had. My husband and I were playing, and usually when I play, you play a little more, or at least I play much more conservatively.
But there were so many prizes to win that night, and everyone was in the casino trying to have a good time to win all the prizes.
Well, which I want to mention, and one of the reasons why I'm kind of really describing this event is because moving forward and for next year, I want everyone out there to realize what an amazing event this is and how it's just so worth your time and money. It's a wonderful cause, and it's so much fun, and it's casual. Well, I don't mean casual in terms of dress, because there were women wearing gowns, and then there were cocktail dresses, and there were people just, you know, kind of Hamptons chic, if you will. But the prizes and the gift baskets, and then you had this there were envelopes, so many of them.
We had 1,000 pink envelopes.
Yes.
Each one had a prize in it, a gift certificate of some sort, supporting a
right.
Long Island, you know, store, business.
Yes, I bought several of them, and every one of them, and that's the key, is every single one of them has something of value that far exceeds that $10 or something
yes.
per
mm-hmm.
envelope?
Yes.
And I know that there's going to be a couple of initiatives that you're going to do moving forward with these envelopes
yes,
again, so that's exciting.
Because everyone was so preoccupied with the casino and putting everything into the Chinese raffle
right.
that they were more excited to do that, and we did have some raffles left over, so we figured if we could mention that if anybody wanted to make a donation of $10, we would send them a pink envelope and they would receive a gift inside.
I think that's great. And you know what? I know that there are going to be additional fundraising mm-hmm. events and whatnot. And I'm just, you know, reminding everyone to look for those pink envelopes because they're so great. Oh, and another thing I did, just so you know, I didn't really talk to you, but Cactus Salon, they had a table there, and it was the coolest thing. I think it was for $1 or something like that, and I think I gave them $5 or $10, and for a spin for $1 they had prizes,
right?
And I think for my first spin, which would have been $1, was like a microdermabrasion
yes,
kind of
yes,
I'm like
yes,
holy cow,
I said no one had time to get the envelope.
There was so much going on. And then I love the fact that with the casino we were, whatever your winnings were, mm-hmm. you would go and get your little raffle ticket booklet. So it had however many, but you had your number. Mm-hmm. You put the raffles into the bag, and I was very sad. I didn't win the raffle I really wanted. I wanted the little tube thing behind the boat that you pull.
Oh, my friend donated that from Bargain Bilge at
yeah.
Patrick.
Yeah. Oh well.
Uh-huh.
but that was just a lot of fun. And mm-hmm. like I said, the food was wonderful, and it was a nice buffet, and it was very casual, and there were people that were, you know, walking around with passed around hors d'oeuvres and cocktails, and really just a fun night.
And the event was hosted by Billy and his wife, China Phillips, Billy Baldwin and China Phillips.
There we go. Yes, I'm trying to think if I saw her.
They were running around from room because there was so many people to greet, but the event was hosted by the two of them.
Wonderful. And I did see...
We had an American Idol contestant. Her name was, she was a finalist. Her name was Leah Lorente, also, who performed in the front by the casino, if you recollect.
Yes. She was really good.
And then do you remember Frank DeCopolis from Guiding Light? He was a soap opera star, and the show, I think, just was taken off the air recently, and Frank came with his family because he owns a new company called New Jersey Discovery, so he filmed the whole event.
Wow.
And it will be televised once he gets it all ready to go.
So that'll be
posted on our website, so if anybody's interested, they can view the events.
All right. Well, when I was gambling, I was next to one of the... Well, there was one Baldwin brother or two?
It was one.
Okay, so
Billy.
All right, so yeah, so Billy was there. I apologize. Mm-hmm. I knew that it was either Billy or Steve. Well, Steve was at the event that you did at Saks.
He was at the event at Saks.
Right.
The Bolt brothers were out last year, but Stephen, last minute, his daughter ended up performing in the Miami Ballet, and he got on a plane with his daughter, and they left for Miami so she could perform. She's a dancer.
Okay. Well, you have to do things like that, right?
So,
and for those of you out there who are just joining us now, my guest this evening is Jeanette. And, you know, let me tell you, it's so funny. So for everyone out there, I actually texted you to say, okay, tell me exactly how to pronounce your name. But Zirianis, right?
Zirianis, yes.
Zirianis, okay. Okay, and I apologize because the G is silent.
Yes.
And we are talking about the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Foundation and fund. Is it fund or foundation or both?
Fund,
as well as the Cancer Center in Stony Brook. Now, I know that the organization also presents or offers a couple of other events throughout the year, correct?
Yes.
Maybe you can tell us a little bit about those as well.
We have our golf tournament that is upcoming, and that'll be in September.
Mm-hmm.
And
at September
20th. 20th, correct, at the Nissaqua Golf Club, and that's going to be hosted by Alec Baldwin.
Is he going to be there?
He might. It all depends on his filming schedule, but his foundation is presenting, they're the sponsor this year for the annual golf outing at Nissaquag.
Yeah. Now, does his foundation, is it interrelated with?
No, it's not. It's
what is his, what does his do? Same thing?
I think, and I, you know, don't quote
sorry,
me on
that's
this, I think when every time he does a commercial for Capital One, he doesn't keep the monies for it. He donates it to various charities.
Those are funny,
so
I have to tell you.
He does give back, yes. Anything he does, like for television, he does, you know, give back to other organizations and charities.
He's great, I have to tell you. I see him on 30 Rock.
30 Rock, yes.
So hysterical. Laughing. Okay, so that's golf.
On September 20th. October 5th to 8th, Heckscher Park has their major Huntington Fall Festival that they say generates over 1 million people that attend this event. Cactus Salon is one of our major sponsors, and we have a booth there. They do haircuts.
Oh.
And for free. And all the money that you donate goes to the fund. So that those 3 days, anything, if you come to their table, it'll all be donated to the fund.
Well, okay, so let me talk a little bit about the Heckscher Park Long Island Fall Festival, because I've been a part of that for many, many years. As a matter of fact, one of the attorneys that I work with, he's been the chairman for many, many years as well. And you're right, there are hundreds of thousands of people. Mm-hmm. They have the parade. There are so many wonderful booths there. There's performances. It's rides, entertainment, and it's a great, great place to go. And it's almost a weekend event because I don't miss it ever. And my kids actually really enjoy going there. So we'll definitely have to find the Cactus Salon booth, you know.
They're the loudest booth there. They're all on a microphone. They're shouting. People are getting their haircuts, and they're just giving donations.
I love it.
And they give out gift bags and, you know, little things for everybody that participates and comes on by. You spin the wheel, and if you win a prize, you get a free service at one of their stores.
Terrific. All right. So that's October, I think, 5th through the 8th, you said, right?
Mm-hmm,
Heckscher Park in Huntington. Any other events that
October
you have?
October 13th to the 14th. This year, we are the recipient of the Long Island Women's Expo, which is going to be done at Suffolk Community College.
Uh-huh.
This is the first year that they're doing it, and I think the admission is $5,
mm-hmm.
and anyone who ends up attending, the admission fee will go directly to the Carol Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. So it's you know, it's supposed to be like a grab your girlfriend type of thing. It's a 2-day extravaganza, and they have ultimate shopping and entertainment. So there'll be, you know, nail polish, massages, gift assortments, home decor. So it's just a 2-day event for women. It's on Saturday from October 13th from 10 to 8 mm-hmm. and Sunday from 10 to 6.
Wow.
So the funds, they said lots of freebies, but we are the charity of choice that the admission will go directly to the Baldwin Fund.
Okay, so the question is this, the big question, are the pink envelopes going to be there?
I don't think so, because I think they should. Going.
No? Will they be gone?
Potentially we will try, yeah.
Maybe have a table there.
Like yeah.
I'll help you out.
We definitely will have a table, absolutely. I think they're going fast, though, because people are finding out about them. That's why.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm a big fan. So, like I said, I have a handful of them myself, and and they were some wonderful, wonderful prizes.
To the local restaurants, you know, Soon just opened up in Babylon Village. They were donated.
Gift cards. I mean, there were gift certificates, gift cards.
Remote services, car washes. Yes. I mean, from so many vendors we received, there was an outpouring response of it, and we were able to ascertain 1,000 gift certificates from local Long Island vendors.
It's crazy. That's so. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful, though.
Amazing. Really. Because everyone that we spoke to had someone in their family that was stricken with breast cancer.
Right.
That was why they were doing
it.
October 18th to the 21st is an exciting event, which we do at Saks Fifth Avenue in Huntington.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Key for a Cure. And this year, what they do is Caroline Herrera is going to be designing this year's T-shirt for breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And the celebrity ambassador is Penelope Cruz. So we're the charity of choice in Huntington that anybody who buys a T-shirt from Saks, the proceeds will come to the fund.
So The Key for a Cure, let me ask you a question. Does that have something to do with a car?
No.
Well, because I saw on the website, which we're going to give everyone in a minute, that there was a car that was donated. It was a Lotus.
It was a Lotus.
Yeah, I know.
Billy Baldwin auctioned it, and he received $200,000 for
it.
He did.
Yes. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
It was recently auctioned, yes.
I was very intrigued by that. So we did that. So that's, okay, so that's at Saks, October 18th through the 21st. And these T-shirts will be available where, though?
In the actual store, and I think you could probably order them online also.
All right,
you know, so Saks's website.
So I'm sure they'll have signs up, and you'll know where to go once you get
there.
We'll
be hosting a party. We just haven't scheduled the date, but it's between the week of 18th to the 21st of October,
okay.
And we'll have like a surprise celebrity where there'll be an opportunity for a meet and greet too.
Ooh.
Supporting the fund. We haven't secured that as of yet, but we're
in the works. All right, anything else?
And the only last thing is November 4th is we have Team Baldwin at the New York City Marathon.
Who's on Team Baldwin? Give me some people who have already signed up.
It's just regular marathon people who run annually that wanted to support it. If you go to the website, you'll see who's participating. So if you want to join on the team or run with us or support the runners, you can just donate online. All the information's on there.
Is this also where you can get sponsors if you, you know, are there any kind of things like you run a certain amount and you get a certain, or how does that work? Or is it just marathon and that's it?
Each runner who signs up has to raise $3,000.
Okay.
And anything far and beyond, everything goes to the organization.
Right, gotcha.
So they'll have Team Baldwin shirts. You know, if there's anyone interested in sponsoring the event, you know, can contact the office to get additional information either, you know, through the office or our website.
Okay, so that's till the end of the year, and I'm sure there's going to be many, many, you know, events and wonderful things in the future. Now, Jeanette, if someone does want to get in touch with the organization, what's the best way they can do that?
We have two ways. Of course, the website, which is www.findacure.org, and the phone number is area code 631-444-4300.
Okay, so if they call that number, they will be able to get whatever information they need.
Any information will be, you know, provided to, you know, it was sent via mail, email, whatever they, you know, however they would like it to respond, whatever their question is.
And I know that online, I did notice on the website that you can make donations directly on the website.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Which is very important as well. Findacure.org. And what else? Anything else you want to fill in? Because we're getting to that point where...
I think that's it. Right now, if anybody's interested, we do have some pink envelopes left. And if they want, they could just go right to the site and donate. And if they send in $10, we'll mail them out the gift certificate that's in the pink envelope.
Oh.
And or they can call the office and ask for Ann, who's the office manager, at the 631-444-4300 number.
Okay.
And she will, you know, end up, you know, speaking to that person and sending them if they're interested in any of the pink
envelopes. Oh, so they will do that then?
Absolutely.
Oh, all right. Well, are you going to get a couple of... but you can make the donation online, you said, right?
Absolutely. There is
Wonderful.
A make a donation, and it'll tell you, and you could reference it for what you want. You could say, you know, for the pink penguin bash or pink envelopes, and we'll get it right out to you if you leave your name and address, and we'll put
Terrific.
It right in the mail.
Wonderful. Well, Jeanette, thank you so much for joining us this evening, and I appreciate, even personally, and I'm sure everyone out there, your dedication, your time, your energy, and I know how much work this was, and I know that putting on an event like this is certainly no easy task, and I applaud you, and I think it's wonderful. So congratulations on the event, lots of success, and I know money is one thing, and I think that's obviously what you're doing. You're raising money, but also raising awareness about the wonderful things that are happening, about breast cancer, early detection, and all those other things. So, you know, that there's something to be said for that. You can't always put a price tag on that. And just bringing people together, and it was just, again, the event that I went to was just great. So,
and it was a lot of fun.
Yes, exactly.
It was a great time.
So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for having us on your show and also allowing us to talk about the organization.
My pleasure. And I welcome everyone out there to please tune in to the Everything Lydia Radio Show next week and every Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m. right here on WGBB, 1240 a.m. or streaming live and via webcam. Hi, I'm waving to www.am1240wgbb.com. And everyone, remember to check your ordinary at the door and go live that remarkable life. See ya.
Join us for more of the Everything Lydia Radio Show every Wednesday night at 6:30 right here on WGBB 1240 AM. Have a legal question? Go online to AskLydiaTheLawyer.com. And to learn more about our host, Lydia Szczepanowski, or to hear a piece of tonight's show you might have missed, visit EverythingLydia.com. Thank you for joining us.